from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Eagles Radiothon Day. Remember, you can donate at any time by texting 53209. Text the word afternoon, and then you can donate whatever you want. If you want to buy the t-shirt, the Radiothon t-shirt designed by Jason and Kylie Kelsey, or bid on anything, including having this show broadcast at your home or business, go to EaglesRadiothon.com. Joining us now, as we come up to the probably, or no, definitely up until this point, the most important series of the Philly season. Jack, could you get LA up for me? My button's not working there. Is the great Larry Anderson, L.A., thank you for joining us, sir.
Certainly. I'm just so excited about joining you today after last night.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? We all warmed our hearts, you know? Feeling so good after winning the first two games of the series. What better way to end it than with yesterday?
That's right. That's right. Well, it didn't go well.
Nah. Well, do you think Taiwan Walker starts another game for the Phillies this year?
Perhaps. I don't know, honestly, and I'm not trying to dog him. I'm just saying I don't know if he'll start before the playoff berth is clinched.
Right. Yeah, that makes a good. That's a good point. There could be games after that don't mean anything, I guess, in terms of seeding and that sort of stuff. Well, seems. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, but to me, there were signs as his velocity ticked up a little bit. He threw some good splits. Some, you know, one was hit out, but you know, he went well for a few innings. It's the bottom line. I mean, you can't change that, and that's, I think, where the concern is.
So it does seem like, you know, there is something obviously not working for him, you know, velocity aside. How hard is it for a player to either identify what that thing is or come to grips with the fact that something is gone?
I think it's hard. I think having experienced, you know, tough seasons myself, I mean, I think just about everybody has. You start to question, have I lost it? Am I losing it? And your confidence really, it plays a big part in it. And you start losing it, you start questioning yourself a little bit, and it's really tough. You have to battle and battle and battle. And I think I said it a couple of weeks ago, like sometimes you maybe just have to lie to yourself a little bit, that you're okay. I mean, just to get you back on track. But I think, I mean, it's beating a dead horse.
Yeah.
He throws over the top. He throws downhill. He was talking about, you know, we were doing it, working on my sinker, and it's like, what about throwing to right-handers, just spotting the ball down and away? Nobody, and I'll say it again, nobody even chases that pitch. No, even goes after that pitch, down and away. You can't do anything with it. Guys complain about it when it's at the knees. They think it's low, but I don't ever hear anybody talking about throwing downhill and hitting that bottom outside corner to right-handers. If you're a right-handed pitcher, left-handers, to left-handers. I don't understand how that isn't emphasized. It baffles my mind that pitchers themselves aren't aware of it. When you throw down at the knees and your outer third of the plate and that little in the corner of that box, Nobody does anything with that pitch, even if they swing at it. They might dribble one through the right side. There's no damage is going to be done, but yet we're throwing fastballs inside 2-1 counts, 3-1 counts, elevating fastballs. Like, it's almost like, well, we're trying all these other things because, well, maybe we know that one works, but let's see if these other things work, these other spots work. They don't. They haven't.
Yeah.
But if you pitch down and away, you can have success. But it's somehow that's missing everybody's mind in Major League Baseball, and it just, it's baffling.
The thing I wonder with Taiwan, L.A., is the impact or the effect in the clubhouse. In other words, the best you can describe to us from what you may know about his sort of standing or relationship inside the clubhouse. What's he like with his teammates? In other words, I'm wondering, does this impact these guys? When he's about to be on the mound pitching, how are they responding? I know they get paid to do a job, and they're supposed to go out there and do their job, but I'm wondering how this affects their morale as a team going out there. Are they trying to rally around him, or is it one of these, oh, my God, he's on the mound today, and are we going to win this game? I'm just spitballing here as to how this affects the other guys in the clubhouse.
Well, I mean, you kind of have to be in their mind to read it, but they'll say all the right things. They're not going to throw their teammates under the bus. They're gonna say all the right things. But like last year, they rallied around him. They scored a lot of runs for him last year. He won 15 games. And you don't do that. I mean, when you have a somewhat high ERA like he did, you don't win 15 games if you're not getting a lot of runs scored for you. Mm-hmm. They're not doing the same this year for him, and whether maybe they're trying to do too much, trying to help him out, I don't know. But I think when you talk to fans, and I don't think fans are any different than players as far as what they're thinking about the game or what.
Right.
I mean, it's a confidence thing. I mean, these players have confidence in themselves, but. Mm-hmm. You can't tell me that there's not times when a teammate goes out on the mound or goes up to the plate where they're like, oh, this isn't going to go well. They're not going to say that. But are they thinking that? I don't know. I can't say. But I find it hard to believe that at least some of them aren't going, oh, man, we need it. He's got to step up. He's got to do something
right
today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they're not going to dog him.
Of course.
But I think there's a confidence thing within Taiwan himself, and I think there's a confidence thing for his teammates watching him.
Yeah.
You know, one thing and the last Taiwan question, it's actually more of a general question. One thing you said there is scoring runs for him. So I've always thought, being not a professional ball player, when I hear about run support for a certain pitcher, because I remember the conversation was actually with Hamels for a little bit, is that he didn't get run support, or we've had that conversation with Nola. Is that like a real thing that you think hitters play, you know, almost not play to their competition, but play to their pitcher at some point? Like if it's a great pitcher, maybe they don't score as many, or if it's a pitcher like Taiwan who he gets a lot of support. Do you think that there is a real sort of correlation between the two?
I don't.
Okay.
I really don't. I think, you know, you've seen pitchers, like you mentioned, Hamels, goes out there. It's like, we know he's tough. He's gonna shut him down. I don't think the players go into that thinking, well, so we don't have to hit very good today,
mm-hmm.
Because that's just not their general nature. Every hitter wants to go out there and go 5-for-5 and hit 3 home runs and drive in 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that changes with who's on the mound as far as the hitter's mentality or coming to the park or something and thinking, well, we got Wheeler going today, or we got Nola, or whoever it may be. Saying, well, you know, he'll shut them down. We only have to score a few. I don't think that's a mentality of a, at least not of a good hitting team. I don't think that is. I think it's more I just don't think it's a correlation between that and the run support.
We're talking to Larry Anderson. So let me take you to, I don't know, 3:55 yesterday, previous to yesterday's game. And the Phillies had won, you know, had won the series in Kansas City, had won the first two against the Astros, two really good teams. At what point, or did you feel, okay, we're out of this thing now? Whatever that funk was going on for 6 weeks, did you feel like they were out of it? And if not, what needs to happen for you to feel good about it?
Well, I kind of felt they were out of it, but I think they need to hit decent pitching consistently. And I know we scored, you know, those four games, we scored some runs. And then there were some pretty good pitchers. I think Singer wasn't bad, and whoever was after him, they're not bad pitchers. They're pretty good pitchers, and we did a number. Lugo was having a great year, and we did a number on him. And coming in here and getting the first two games, but then Eric Geddy comes in, and I know he's been pitching well coming into the game, but man, to see fastball after fastball after fastball, and I know he had a good breaking ball too, but fastballs all over the plate, swinging and missing, swinging and missing, swinging and missing, or maybe foul one off. But, I mean, how long do we go before we even put a ball in play? And, I mean, he wasn't painting with his fastball. I mean, at least what I saw. There was a lot of hittable pitches that we were just swinging right through. And I don't know, maybe it was tough to see. It didn't appear to be that tough for them. I don't know. Maybe he hides the ball. Maybe it gets on him quicker than they expect. But he was 94 with a lot of pitches, 94, 95 with his fastball. Not a ton of movement. Again, he had a pretty good breaking ball. But the fastballs, when they did get him, it's like, I don't know if they weren't ready for him or weren't sitting on him or what. But I'd like to see some consistency up and down the lineup on hitting, you know, pitches that are hittable. And sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, which I, you know, 3 out of 10 times you're going to be successful if you're a real good hitter, and the other 7 not so much. But just squaring balls up, I don't know. I'm not ready to say they're out of it until we see what happens in the next 10 days. I think two games in
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Where was it? Minnesota?
Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Yep.
Two games in Kansas City and two games here. I don't – that's not a big recipe or a big size of – I don't know, to say they're out of it. I mean, mm-hmm. It certainly is in the right direction for a change. We hadn't seen that for a while. But to sustain it, I think you need to see that through this series and the next few series to say they're out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they've got it all together.
Yeah, you like what you saw from Ranger last week?
Absolutely. I really did. And I think that's a big boost for the club, just even if he's not pitching, just knowing that they have him there, that he's able to come back and he can, you know, do what he did in that start and just improve on that as far as getting some more innings.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's huge for them, just from a mental aspect. Going, we got this Sanchez tonight. I think they feel good about where they're at with the pitching, but they have to get some hits too. They have to drive the runs in themselves.
Well, LA, I have to say this. I'm not happy that they've put themselves in this situation where they only have a 5-game lead in the division, because if, you know, over the last 2 months, if they had played even decent baseball, they could be up 13 games. However, yes, I do like the fact that here we are in late August and we have an incredibly meaningful series against the Braves. And part of me says that, you know, them going into the playoffs, at least feeling a little pressure and being battle tested, assuming they pass that test, could be a positive for the team. So I'm actually really looking forward to the series, even though it makes me really nervous.
I am too. And obviously it's a huge series, the biggest series of the year. But if they don't get it together and play consistently, offense, defense, pitching, I don't see them any way of not being in the playoffs, but honestly, the way things have gone, it would not surprise me if we were the third wild card team. That doesn't mean you can't win the World Series, but I'm just saying the way San Diego's playing, the way Arizona's playing, and what Atlanta's doing with a completely decimated ball club, and that the fact that they're gaining on us, I mean, that's alarming to me.
Yeah, well, with as much as we've all said, you know, and it depends on the day, best record in baseball, there are a lot of teams bunched up. I mean, there's not a huge difference, to your point, between the best record and the third wild card at this point. So,
No. You
know, it's really playoffs from now until the end of the season, to be quite honest with you.
And it's exciting time. I mean, I expect them to go out there and just answer the bell. I really do. But and when I say I wouldn't be surprised, I don't mean I think that's going to happen.
Sure.
I'm just saying it could happen because I think their schedule, for one, is not that easy. This 4-game series here, they still got some tough road trip. They got to do it. And the good thing is, I think, like you said, they're battle tested and they know what they got to do. And they talk about being such a resilient team. And I think they need to show us that.
Yeah, well, resilient after 10-0. Let's resilient tonight.
Yeah,
let's not wait on that any longer.
Exactly.
All right, LA. We appreciate you, man.
Appreciate it, brother.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Yep.
There he is, Larry Anderson. Man, that wouldn't be surprised to be the third wild card. Stung a little bit.
No, it hurts. Yeah.
Yeah. How are you? I am both excited and nervous about this series. And where are you guys at with the Braves series?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to describe it. I think there's some exciting energy there, but also a little bit of nervous energy, only because for whatever reason, the Braves seem to have the Phillies number this year. They just do, during the regular season. So, you know, this is a big series. They did this lineup when they moved up Taijuan Walker to yesterday. They had this in mind. They had the Atlanta Braves series in mind with all of their guys back. They're going to throw their top four pitchers at the Braves as if this was a playoff series. I like the way Rob Thompson has set this up, because they know they can also deliver a kill shot to the Braves.
Sure.
And this is an opportunity to possibly go up, I don't know. Say they win the series 3-1, they'll be up 7 games after the series. That's difficult to overcome with a month left to go. Only the Mets blow leads like that late down the stretch.
Don't put that
I'm
into
just saying,
the universe.
They've done
okay.
it. They've
All
done
right.
it.
Okay.
I'm just
right.
saying. I'm
All
just
right.
saying. I feel like they have put themselves in position to say, this is the time to do it right
sure.
now.
Yeah.
We're at home. We got our four best pitchers going. Let's go.
And it's not getting thrown out of the game. It's not flipping over a
no,
table.
No, none of that stuff. Yeah.
But it is Rob Thompson setting up the rotation for this series shows that he knows that it's important.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's his way of showing urgency. I actually even think almost, not that he gave them off yesterday, but I think he understood what he was doing yesterday because he knows how important this
series
is.
He gave them off yesterday.
Yeah. Well, they took it.
Yeah.
They all took it off.
Yes.
How are you feeling, yeah. Phillies guy?
I'm nervous, but
yeah.
I'm definitely excited to see if they show up. But I think this series will tell us a lot about where this team is at.
You know what I feel in my gut?
What?
I feel a split, but an unfulfilling split. I would just, I don't want them to lose three or four. That's not what
I agree.
Want.
Yeah.
I want them to win three or four or win all four of them and feel good about it.
Yeah.
I get the sense that this season until the very end is going to keep us wondering.
And you know what, though? That's okay. I'm sorry we don't get the cushion ride to the playoffs. I'm sorry. We don't get that. I'm sorry.
We blew it. We blew our chance.
Yeah, we don't get it. So, and quite frankly, at the beginning of the year, and I remember saying this, when wanting to win the division and having a bye week, one thing I said was, I don't think they're going to run away with the division. So in years past when teams have done that, they've sort of cruised to the end and they couldn't flip the switch once the playoffs started. This, in some strange way, they're going to fight all the way through the end here. So even if they win the division and get the bye week, it won't be the same as if they cruised into the playoffs. They will already have been somewhat in a battle and being battle tested where the rest could actually do them some good.
Well, because even if, let's say they put the division away, let's say they win four in a row here, they're up nine games, whatever, they're still going to be in a battle until the end of the season for a top two seed. That's not going away. Maybe the last two games or something, but that battle happens for the rest of the season. I get the sense that the rest of this year is going to be us, you know, on the edge of our seat. Yes. Yeah.
We get early. Every game means something down the stretch.
Yeah. There's something.
I'm sorry, Jack.
What?
You don't get an easy cakewalk into the playoffs. Sorry.
I know this team too well.
No more wagon tweets.
Yes.
Well, they were a wagon. And the wagon might have lost the wheel.
Yes.
And hopefully we get the wheel fixed.
Sorry.
No, I really did feel too easy at one point. I was like, this feels wrong.
Yeah.
Trepidation? We need a little bit of that.
Adversity? Anxiety?
Yeah, we need a little bit of that.
Well, the other thing, and I told Jack this, I think, yesterday or today, the Braves are just not going to stop winning.
Nope.
You can tell they have that stink on them that they are going to make this difficult the rest of the year. They're not going away. They have lost the number of games they've lost
to injury.
And
they ran the Mets down, remember?
What's that?
They ran the Mets down 2 years ago.
They did. And the Mets won 100 games and blew the division. won 100 games and blew the division. The number of injuries the Braves have had this year, they should be cooked. And the fact that they're not has given them this sort of confidence and swagger. They are not scared coming into Citizens
Bank Park. We laughed at the manager in May, June, when he said their goal was to win the division, not just make the playoffs. We laughed at him.
At Snicker.
I remember him saying it.
And we got Witt's Revenge. Will he be back in town this weekend?
Oh,
Witt's Revenge.
Well, what, did he have five hits the last time we saw him?
In one game he had five.
About giving him one in the rib?
Yeah, well, listen, I agree. See if this team still has any toughness in there.
Give it to Merrifield?
Yes!
Of all people? Nah, shouldn't we hit,
Ozuna?
Who was staring down Harper?
Oh, Arcia?
Arcia, yeah.
He's going to have a long week.
He definitely should. Yeah, he's going to have a long week.
Well, by the way, it better not just be a long week with the fans. It can't just be booing him.
Right.
Are you saying you're like the first baseman hit his first home run since August 8th?
What's it?
You would like to see a home run from the first?
He hasn't hit a first. Well, he's too busy letting guys steal home to hit home runs. He's letting other guys get home rather than our Bricer. What I want is Arcia to get one in the ribs, man. In the ribs.
You want him to wear it?
Yeah, I want him to wear it. Let's show some toughness, this team. We have a Philadelphia Eagle coming up next. Reed Blankenship.
Sorry, he hasn't had a home run since August 9th. That's my
August 9th.
No, we had one day.
There you go.
You were off by a day.
How many double plays has he grounded into? I'm not doing this. All right. Eagles Radiothon continues as we raise money for the Eagles Autism Foundation. You can make your donation by texting the word afternoon to 53209. Donate whatever you want. Or go to eaglesradiothon.com. You can buy the t-shirt designed by Jason Kylie Kelsey for $30. Or bid on any one of a number of great items, including having this show broadcast at your home or business. Or come sit here with the studio. And coming up next, we'll have Eagles safety Reed Blankenship on. We'll talk to him about his item, which is he and Cooper DeJean will team up together. You will go to the NovaCare facility, and you will have an axe-throwing competition at the NovaCare.
Yes.
Facility.
It's, and Nick Sirianni might come by.
Yeah, well, it seems like he did before. Yeah.
He's like, oops, how'd you end up here?
Oh,
do
wow.
I need to compete?
Oh, wow, there's a game we can play here?
He found out it was an axe-throwing competition.
So he showed up. Yeah. Like, hey, Jalen, put me in the golf cart. Get me over there.
Yep.
So we'll talk to Reed Blankenship next about that, about going to Brazil, all that sort of stuff. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trek pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.